throughout the hour today, we have been hearing the sounds of Ben Hassinger on ukulele, the founder of Mighty Uke Day and Citizen of the World, Andy Wilson on ukulele and harmonica, and Steve Zalige on upright bass. They're all here playing to commemorate the fourth annual Mighty Uke Day here in Lansing, which starts tomorrow. We're going to hear them perform Jamaica Farewell now. Ben, Andy, and Steve Zalige on Current State.
Nights are gay and the sun shines daily on the mountain top. I took a trip on a sailing ship and when I reached Jamaica I made a stop. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way. I won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning round. Had to leave a little girl in Kingston town. Sounds of laughter everywhere and the dancing girls sway to and fro. I must declare my heart is there though I've been from Maine to Mexico. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way. I won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning round. Had to leave a little girl in Kingston town. Andy Wilson! Cry out while on their heads they bear. Ackee rice, salt fish are nice, and the rum is fine any time of year. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way. I won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning round. Had to leave a little girl in Kingston town, but I'm sad to say I'm on my way. I won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning round. Had to leave a little girl in Kingston town.
Ben Hassinger, also Andy Wilson and Steve Zalige here commemorating Mighty Uke Day in Lansing. The fourth annual begins tomorrow. And we're going to learn more about that right now. Ben Hassan, it's welcome to Current. Welcome back
thank
to
you.
Current State.
You thanks guys are, for having us. We're so excited to be back again.
Half of the Mighty Uke Days you have commemorated on Current State.
That's
think
true.
About it. You've
and
been here
we'd
twice.
We'd like to make it an annual tradition.
Well, what is the allure of the ukulele? All three of you guys play.
Sure.
We can probably get an answer to that.
Well, you know, I mean, in my opinion, there's a few different things. One, it's a very accessible instrument. You can get a decent ukulele for a reasonable price, under $50. You can spend much, much more than that, but you can get a playable instrument for $50. And you can get some immediate gratification playing it. Anyone that's tried to play guitar, it's often been quite a long, painful process trying to get all those strings pressed down, trying to get that chord to sound right. I can take someone and teach them three ukulele chords in about 15 minutes, and they can start playing songs right away. And it's fun to play in a group of people. You hardly ever see one person sitting in a corner contemplating their navel with an ukulele. They're usually together with a group of people singing together and having a great time.
Yeah. Years ago, when Steve Martin used to play his banjo in his stand-up act, he always said that there was something about the banjo that made singing about tragedy impossible. I mean, you're guaranteed to avoid any depressing subject if a banjo is involved. I'm thinking the same thing might apply to the ukulele.
The ukulele definitely has a pretty happy sound.
Yeah.
There are certainly depressing songs, and you play plenty of minor chords on ukuleles, But somehow it just doesn't seem quite as bad when you're playing an ukulele.
It's so portable as well. Does it weigh 2 pounds? I mean, does it weigh a pound? I mean, it looks like it's nothing at all.
Yeah, quite light. You know, the thing with an ukulele is because it is small, it has a thinner top. They don't usually brace it as heavy as a guitar. The lighter the uke, generally you get a little more full sound.
Oh,
out
interesting.
Of it,
so. Okay. Now, your website mentions the unique ties of the ukulele to Michigan culture.
Well, didn't you know that Michigan was the great uke state?
I did not know.
You missed out on that somehow.
I missed
Mark,
that.
Mark, come
I missed
on.
That. Tell me about that.
Well, what's interesting is, you know, it was kind of a joke when we first started that little saying, but then as we dug into it, there is quite a bit of a history. The famous song Waikiki, that Rich Cummings wrote, it was written in a hotel room in Lansing, Michigan, and I think it was 1937 or something like Andy Cummings, I'm sorry. And he was on tour. He was here like in January or February. It was one of our wonderful Michigan winters. And he went back to his hotel room after walking home from the gig in the cold, and all he could think about was the beautiful beaches of Waikiki and the palm trees. And he wrote this famous Hapaholi song called Waikiki. That's one of the standards. Gibson musical instruments made plenty of wonderful ukuleles in Kalamazoo back in the day. And we also have pretty much one of the biggest ukulele stores in the world right here in Lansing. Elderly Instruments, believe it or not, has a huge amount of ukuleles. We got some great luthiers in Michigan. Dave Talsma built some incredible ukuleles. In fact, Greg Hawks from the Cars, who's quite a ukulele player, plays a Talsma ukulele.
Okay.
And now with Mighty Uke Day, it's just we've kind of really cemented that whole ukulele tradition in Michigan. I think.
And let us not forget Gary Zimnicki, who's now making ukuleles out of recovered Detroit homes.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
That's right. There was just an article on that.
Very neat project.
Well, this is the fourth annual Mighty Uke Day. Tell us some of the things you got planned.
Oh, my goodness. I thought we only had a few minutes, Mark.
Tell us about the Friday night concert first.
We've got Friday night. We do have our Michigan, the Great Uke State Concert. And, we're featuring artists from Michigan. We'll have Andy and his wife, Juliana. They have a duo called the Springtails.
Yep.
And Magdalene Fossum, who's now a whopping 13 years old and has the soul of one of these old traditional folk singers. And she's been playing the uke for years, like at the Ark and Wheatland and all these places.
She's an old soul.
An old 13-year-old soul. She's amazing. She's absolutely amazing.
And where does all this, what's the focal point geographic? This is Old Town?
It's all in
where
Old
is
Town.
This?
We love having this in Old Town. A lot of ukulele festivals are self-contained in like a conference center. And we love the energy of Old Town. And our attendees give us great feedback. We love walking around to all the shops and all the different venues. So it's Elderly, the Creole Gallery, the Micah Gallery, the Old Town General Store, Proust Pets, Sir Pizza. It's all over the place, all around Old Town.
And the website where people can really dive into what's going on when is
MightyUkeDay.com.
Okay, easy
enough.
And
our Facebook page, too.
Okay. You've also started a nonprofit called Music is the Foundation. What is that all about?
Well, this kind of grew out of Mighty Uke Day. And last year was our first big year. We had James Hill, who's one of the top players in the world, and with generous silent auction donations from manufacturers, we raised some money that we used to start an ukulele program for Sheridan Road School in Lansing, 4th, 5th, and 6th graders. And we've had a couple gigs now. We're getting pretty good. It kick-started a seniors group in East Lansing with the East Lansing Primetime Center, and also helps fund a Guitars in the Classroom program in the Lansing schools, which helps bring more music into the classrooms by teaching the classroom teachers how to play ukulele and guitar and use it to enhance their lessons and have some fun with their students.
That sounds like a lot of fun for a really great cause. We want to thank all of you guys for coming back for the second year in a row. Ben Hassinger, Citizen of the World, founder of Mighty Uke Day, but mostly of Meridian Township. Andy Wilson and Steve Zolaigi, have fun this weekend. I hope it all
goes.
Thank
you. We'll have a blast. It starts at noon on Friday and goes through to Sunday. So
okay. MightyUkeDay.com. That's our show for today. Coming up tomorrow on Current State, we'll sit down with MSU Law Professor Mark Totten to talk about why he wants to be Michigan's next Attorney General. Will also look into unpaid internships and their repercussions, that and more tomorrow here on Current State. What are you going to play us out with?
Well, since there's a new movie out, we better play this song. It's called The Theme from Spider-Man.
I'm Mark Bayshore. You've been listening to Current State.
One, two, three, four. Spider-Man, Spider-Man, does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, bud, he's got radioactive blood. Can he swing from a thread? A look overhead. Hey there, there goes the Spider-Man. In the chill of night, at the scene of a crime, like a streak of light, he arrives just in time.